You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning to you, Jim. How you doing? Looks a little dreary out there today, huh?
Yeah, I know. I'm wondering if they're going to have to, if they'll be able to have practice at Heinz Field today.
Oh, maybe. Where's the indoor? What do they do?
They go to the south side.
Oh, they just go bus over there? Okay. All right. We listen to Mike Tomlin. Here's what he had to say. We're excited about Najee Harris. We are. Najee Harris, he made some runs. He had a touchdown catch in practice yesterday. He looked every bit the part of an NFL starting running back. AFC North road action. He's ready for it after just one practice. People are excited. Najee Harris, 22 jerseys all over the place. Right, Mike?
You know, it was a good sample, but a very small sample size. I'm not rushing to judge or draw conclusions or seek comfort. You know, we're all kind of in that mindset, right? We drafted the guy in the first round. You can trick yourself into believing everything. Boy, he's ready to go. No, it was just one practice. It was a good practice, and we'll see what the subsequent practices have for us in that regard.
Thank you, Michael. We appreciate it. Jimbo, your observations from camp. I saw, like I said, 4 of 5 he was on backs on backers. Caught a touchdown pass. I said this to Jeff Hathorn, and I'll say it to you. I'd much rather be saying this. I don't want to make too much of practice. Come on. It's just one day in pads. I'd rather be talking about this than saying he put the football on the ground or he didn't look good. I mean, if you have your options, this is better.
Yeah, another thing that Tomlin said, and this was evident in the backs on backers, where I think people are familiar with it enough to know by now, the backers have a tremendous advantage in that drill because there's a lot of blocks. If you're a running back, all you can do is stand there and try
to
block.
You've got to kind of catch.
Yeah, and you're not going to – you can't cut block them. You can't – you know, there's some other techniques you're not allowed to use. So the back is at a disadvantage. Having said that, the very first matchup – was Najee Harris against Marcus Allen.
Uh-huh.
And Marcus Allen just abused him. I mean, absolutely abused him. But even before that, you know, Tomlin or one of the other coaches could say, same two, he's back there. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, okay, give me another chance. And, you know, he battled Spillane one time to a draw, and Spillane was wrecking people in that drill. Because, again, a guy like Spillane has a pretty good advantage.
Correct.
And what Tomlin said about Harris is that he runs to the challenge. He doesn't run away from it.
Oh, and that was they put that on a T-shirt somewhere.
I've seen that. And so that's the sort of thing. And then, you know, he made the very first play of the live run period where they did 11-on-11 with pads, blocking, and actually, you know what, they ended up taking him down. Harris got some good blocking on that play and made a nice run. And then there were about four guys that just, boom, they swarmed him and tackled him.
Yeah, that's not good. We don't need that.
No, but he's, you know, and the rest of it, the defense pretty much had the advantage in the 11-on-11 because the offensive line is just a miss. A
patchwork, yep. Yes.
Yeah, what's the word?
Mishmash?
Yeah, thank you very much.
I'll give you 100 chances. You don't know how.
I can't say that.
Yeah, your tongue works differently. Right?
Whatever it is. No, it's a mosh. I mean, it's just a mishmash or whatever it is, and it just, guess what it does to me. But the offensive line, you know, it's got and one of the reasons Highsmith looked good was because he had the fourth round pick Dan Moore Jr. at left tackle.
Jim, you're raining on all these good parades here.
No, but Tomlin said that himself. I'm not. That's not. I mean, that's my opinion, but it's also his.
I think if there's a concrete takeaway, if we're gonna remove all the stuff that Mike Tomlin is downplaying immediately after practice, it's more about some of the formations you saw, especially along the goal line. Like, you see a Trips on one side and Freiermuth is one of the receivers, and Najee Harris split out to the opposite side. I mean, they're taking young guys, these rookies again,
right,
who aren't wide receivers, and immediately injecting them into the pattern.
Yeah, and if you want to go with the Najee-Lev Bell comparisons, we saw one of those yesterday in that 7 shots drill where... Okay.
Yeah.
What was that? Okay, anyway, breaking news or something?
No, just that's news from you. You're our guy.
But Ben, he's still Najee. He's like giving him the go out a little bit farther. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
And then he was ISO'd on Devin Bush, and that was an easy pitch and catch for a score. And your guy, Ballage.
Yeah, that's my guy. He's going to be the backup running back. Ballage.
He looks really good in these drills, and they did run a play, and I think this is schematic on that seven shots where he was just wide. There was nobody on him. Now, the good news is they ran a play where there was nobody on him. The bad news is that it was one of your defensive guys that was supposed to be in
position.
Tell
me about this football lust you have for Marcus Allen all of a sudden, Jim.
He just looked good, that's all.
Okay.
And
all
I didn't
right.
really notice him in some of the other drills, but that's a guy who is – you know, when you're looking for those, you know, hybrid linebackers and so forth, because I think Brooks was
like Mike Tomlin right there.
Brooks was and such.
And such.
Antoine Brooks was one of those guys that had the potential to be that hybrid linebacker guy.
Okay,
but he's a slot guy now.
All right,
that's the job that he's competing for. Marcus Allen's bulked up a little bit. And so he's going more for that hybrid linebacker thing.
So what according to Jim Colony's reporting,
yes,
this is great. What are we allowed to
what
get
excited? What do you want me to say?
No, I
like it.
You're our eyes and ears.
Yeah, right. Analyzing the game.
I want to know, because look, Mike Tomlin's the king of downplaying. There we go.
Uh-huh.
Right? The king of downplaying after the first practice. But I want to know, it's one practice, like Colin said earlier. You can't draw too many conclusions, but what are you allowed to maybe look
right,
at and say?
Right, was Ben fat right, or not?
I'm going to keep an eye on that going forward.
How did Ben look?
No.
How was Ben's belt buckle?
It was fine.
Okay.
I could see it, so can't see mine, but I could see it. It was help if I was wearing a belt, but anyway. I'll tell you, one of the great things about camp being at Heinz Field, and I wrote about this in the web thing, is that they have replays.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, and I hadn't really considered that, and I was trying to remember even if and I'm sure that they were running those on Tuesday when they were doing a dry run for when fans were going to be allowed yesterday. And it is actually really handy where you could look up and you see somebody make a play, and then you look up and there it is. It's just like a regular game. You can see how stuff happened if you missed it.
Been at work.
And then there are others, you know, other instances where they were doing, you know, backs on backers. And then they were also doing like one-on-one receivers versus DBs. And
are
so
you concerned that the offensive
else.
Line, is it like there's a bunch of guys standing around who are supposed to play on the offensive line and they're not even dressed out?
Not yet.
Okay, tell me when you will be.
Probably after the Canton game.
Okay. All right.
I think that's when you start to look, and you need to get guys, because that's like 2 weeks in or a week and a half in.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I think you need to get some of those. Chooks has got to be close. The other guy, you know, Banner. I don't know.
What's that?
That's kind of like what Tomlin said. I mean, you know, Devin Bush was in pads yesterday, and he was involved in some live drills, but not all of them.
That doesn't sound especially promising for
right.
all this chemistry that they need to build as a new offensive line unit together.
Well, like I said, I don't know. But I think Banner's there, and he's walking around. He's doing a few things, and I would expect that he would be back. And this is a guess, not
okay.
even an educated guess. He would be a guy that you would see after the Hall of Fame game and the same
were the
troops.
Fans out in full force? Were people just sunburned with Juju jerseys on and all that kind of stuff?
Oh,
was
Juju, by the way, did score okay. on in
a
some
TikTok dance.
Some
I like
drill.
It. I yeah. saw it. I
oh,
seen
oh, yeah.
it. I seen
was
it.
Was it up on TikTok?
Oh, it was up on
okay.
the social media.
Sony's
I liked
gonna
it.
Burn.
I love
out.
It. I love it.
The fans went crazy and everybody.
They should have.
Yeah,
they
I mean, it was no. He's playing. You got to know your audience.
Okay.
You got to play to the crowd, and he did that very well.
All right. Let me tell you why people are taking me apart on social media, right? Because this football analysis, I don't know how engaging it is, because it's just one day of practice
yeah,
in pads.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I bought these shoes for $7 at Aldi yesterday.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm quite intrigued by it, and I'm quite elated, actually, I should say, that I bought shoes for $7 at Aldi's. So I put a pic, Aldi. I sound like my mother-in-law. Aldi.
Too late. You went
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I know. So anyhow, I bought them for $7, and I put a picture up on social media about this that said, good move or bad move. A lot of people agreeing with me. Smart move. Frugal move. Way to go. I'm only wearing them to work. I'm not going to wear them to run a marathon, so I'm not going to blow my back out or anything. A couple of the comments, people taking me to task, asking me, do you shave your legs? And I said, you want me to be frank? Yeah, about 4 times a year because
really?
I go over them with clippers. I don't like body hair. My arms, too. I just I can't stand body hair. So I take the clippers. I take the guard off. I won't use a straight razor. I can't be the only person here in this world that does this. I don't like body hair. So I'll stand in the shower.
Okay.
But with the electric clippers.
Uh-huh.
Unplugged. Okay. And I'll stand in the shower and just go up and down my legs and my arms. And again, it's probably like 4 times a year, every 2-3 months.
Huh.
And yeah, I just, because people are like, you pansy, you know how it is. Do you shave your legs? Yeah, I'll admit it. Like, what do I have to hide here? Plus, you can see there's no hair on my legs. There's got to be a lot.
Oh, I know people who, I absolutely.
It's not a mark of vanity
have,
or anything. It's
friends
just,
that
I don't
have
like
done practical.
This. I don't but, like body hair.
But we've also busted those friends' chops for it for years because they shave their legs.
Well, here's the question I have, though.
Let's hear.
I remember my dad telling me this when I couldn't wait to shave when I was a teenager.
Uh-huh.
And then I finally could, and you know, it still took a while to grow.
Okay.
He said, don't be in such a hurry to shave because when you start, he goes, the more you shave, the more quickly it grows back.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that a proven fact, or is that just an old wives' tale?
I don't. I mean, it was an old dad's tale, I guess,
right, in
this case. But that's why I was. That's what I was going to ask you. That if you shave it like that, so apparently it's not growing fast. It doesn't grow fast.
No, it's just the regular time. But yeah, I don't like, especially on my legs. It gets like hot in the summer and stuff.
Yeah, I can understand that. I'm just not.
My arms
I'm not
too.
Real hairy. I guess. I don't know.
You are pretty hairy. Arms, Jim.
I think you should shave your arms a little bit. Yeah. Just use the clippers. Again, never a straight razor or shaving cream or anything. Just stand in the shower. You get the thing straight up and down. There you are. Now, I have a terrible beard that looks like I'm a Mennonite or whatever. But, it's just all over the place. It's very long, which would go serve in direct contrast to my body hair situation.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't mind it. I don't feel it on my face. But the body hair, I don't like.
See, so facial hair bothers me more than arm or leg. Now, I don't have a lot of arm or leg hair. Like, I'm not like Jim Grizzly Adams over there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
You could barely see the hair on my legs. So, like, I don't have to worry about... This is ridiculous. We're now putting our legs up
great.
On the console.
It's good
everything.
For the camera. Oh, check it out on 937thefan.com, our video stream. Yes, we love it.
So, but facial hair, like when I get too scraggly on the face, like if I go a week without shaving and you start to get that itch,
uh-huh.
like underneath down towards the fold in your neck, you know, like right here, right above your throat, right above your Adam's apple. That drives me insane. Like, I just want to scratch my face the whole time. So much so that I'm much more likely to shave there than my legs or my arms.
All right. Yeah, Jim.
Do you guys ever... I've got this, like, little hair...
Here we go.
...that grows out of my nose.
Out of your nose?
I'm done like, with this.
Yeah.
No, hold on.
You guys have never had that? Because I can actually sense when
not
I...
Not the hole in your nose. You're talking your nose proper.
Not no, out
yes,
of your nostril.
Like the tip the of your nose.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not there. You're old, man.
Oh, I know. Well, that's true.
I'm not there. That's an old man thing.
That is.
It's growing out of the tip of your nose, like Rudolph.
Yeah, like right, kind of, not really, well, I don't know, but I can, but it's funny because
there's not even hair follicles there, are there?
Well,
I mean, there's one, I guess.
Apparently there are. And I can.
There's a doctor that takes care of that, Jim. Kevorkian.
Whoa.
No, I don't. Where do you go for that?
You wouldn't need. I mean, that's not a suicidal kind of a thing. I mean, no. I don't. I think Kevorkian. I don't need him. No. He's still around?
No, he's not.
No.
Oddly enough,
is he dead or just in jail?
maybe he took care of himself.
Yes,
that's true. Thanks to who does Dr. Kevorkian call himself? You can feel it's like a little tiny hair, and you can feel it, and then it's hard to find it, and you have to. It's annoying. Wait till you guys get to 60. I mean,
you could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.